You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning, before 8 a.m., before the markets even opened, Famous Brands gave us an update on their performance for the 6 months ended August 2024. They had some interesting things to say about how the burger business is doing. And I'm joined on the line by the company's group CEO, Darren Heal, to take a look at the company's performance and try and make sense of the first half of the year that was. Good evening, Darren. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting start to the new financial year. I suppose there's been a lot that the business has had to contend with over the last couple of years. How do you reflect on the first 6 months?
Yeah, evening, Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, probably glad to see the back of it. Particularly the first quarter of our half was very tough. Certainly some of the toughest that I've seen. And not often that your restaurant sales lag prior year, and at times we saw that in the period. So yeah, we're glad that's behind us and looking forward to H2, which is already looking up.
Darren, when we look at some of the key metrics for the first half of the year, I mean, operating profit kind of flat. Ordinarily, that would be something that investors might say is a bit of a concern, but still, at 370 million rand for the group, that's not a small number at all.
Yeah, I think given the drop-off, particularly in Q1, we're pleased with it. Agreed. I mean, it's not a metric investors typically like, but I think you've probably seen in some circles results going backwards. So we're quite pleased that we managed to keep it up there. And of course, you know, push a growth in earnings through HEPS up, which has really been, you know, around focused on cost control as well as keeping the balance sheet nice and tidy.
Darren, speaking of the balance sheet, I want to look at something from the, well, this would sit on the cash flow statement, I suppose. Net cash outflows from financing activities, quite a significant movement from a positive to a negative. Do you want to just take us through some of those movements?
Yeah, nothing material in there that one has to be concerned about. You know, generally the cash from operations was slightly down, which is reflected in that revenue number and the operating profit. So, you know, we've been able to service everything we've needed to do and have a similar cash balance at the end. But they are primarily just linked to the lower revenue, essentially.
Darren, when we look at the business's outlook, you said the Q2 or H2 has started off stronger than the way H1 kind of did, and you're on a better footing at the moment. Take me through kind of what you have in mind for the rest of the year. I see that there's still quite a bit around the capex that the business is still putting to good use. What does the second half of the year look like from a strategic point of view?
Look, from a trade perspective, it's typically, you know, a slightly better half because we have the summer holidays in the middle in the SA context. And I think given all the macro indicators are looking more positive, particularly last year, and maybe, you know, the exiting of load shedding over the peak period again would put us in a great position. So we're excited about the second half from an operational perspective. From a strategy perspective, you know, we need to execute on our plan, but there's one big project we have, and that is the frozen warehouse that we're building on our Midrand campus. So not necessarily something that we would typically be doing. It's probably a once in a decade project, so that will be, you know, quite a lot of capex, up to 180 million that we'll be spending, and making sure that we are watching that like a hawk and making sure we execute on that project, which will run over year end, but it will complete around May 2025.
Darren, you touched on the fact that you are expecting a better kind of summer period in South Africa. We just got our inflation print out today as well, suggesting that inflation has moderated to where we might be in for more rate cuts. Are you seeing that that would be a positive for the business? I mean, our consumers have been under pressure for quite some time.
Yeah, historically, it has been good for our business. I mean, we're a discretionary spend and we're not a material spend, so, you know, there's some level of impulse purchase, and I think, you know, improving the discretionary income would help us. So, you know, an interest rate cut, depending on what it would be, and petrol price cuts and not having to fork out for load shedding are all good prospects for our business. So we'd be very happy. I mean, we have to obviously, you know make our own plan, so to speak, and be clear on what we're driving. But macro factors like that definitely help us. And we've seen that historically, and lower inflation, particularly food inflation, in our case, is also helpful. And at this stage, you know, food inflation is also dropping, not quite to those levels, but definitely, you know, seeing some respite.
Darren, are you guys optimistic about the areas outside of South Africa? I mean, you operate 62-odd restaurants in the UK as well. You've got restaurants within the SADC region. Are you as optimistic about the external environment or the external countries as you are about South Africa?
We as optimistic about SADC countries, there's no doubt. The UK is a tough place to trade right now, but we've been there a long time. So we think we have a steady business, but the outlook is going to be pretty tough. And then, you know, the non-SADC African countries we're optimistic about, but, you know, it's hard going and it's costing us some money right now. And we need to, you know, reverse that position. So I think that's going to be a little bit of a harder climb, but we are optimistic. You know, where we open our brands in these markets, the consumer reacts well to them, particularly Steers and Debonair's Pizza. So, you know, that's the reason for our optimism, but we need to be converting that into profitability. So, you know, we've got some tasks ahead of us given the kind of losses in H1, which have always been there but never been disclosed. And we've obviously now disclosed those to shareholders, and we need to, you know, work around how we get it right, because I mean ultimately that's what we're about, is, you know, one needs to invest for the future, but you need to make, you know, profit on that investment.
Speaking of investing for the future, Darren, before I let you go, I want to touch on that interim dividend up 9%. We are obviously happy to see figures like that. Does that bode well for a final dividend come year end if we kind of have the expected second half of the year that you are projecting?
Yeah, I think we have a positive outlook. I mean, one has to take the dividend at each reporting period, but I mean, historically, you know, outside of any shock events, we have been a consistent dividend payer and dividend grower. So that's the value proposition we'd like to keep. So, yeah, definitely not just a once-off for us. I mean, we were very cautious at the year-end dividend, and that was, you know, kind of a week or two before the election. So I think this does signal a change in our view and the board's view around that. So yeah, we know that supported by a good sales, you know, performance, we can sustain that number.
Well, we wish you the best of luck for the second half of the year, Darren. We look forward to seeing how it all shapes up and how you guys do. We'll keep in touch and see if we can get a sense of the full year's picture when that comes around. That's Darren Heel, who is a Group CEO at Famous Brands, on their first half of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.